Let's get started. All right, this is the Ramban I have not discussed before. So let's have a look. It says the beginning of the parsha, right? Vahi Yitzchak ben Arba'im shana b'kachto shefka bas b'su'el ha'arami mipadan aram achos lavan ha'arami lo li'isha. Fine. Vayatar Yitzchak v'Hashem l'nochak ishto ki akarahi v'ya'asar lo Hashem. Right, Hashem listened to the tefillah. V'atar Rivka ishto v'yisro tetsu habanim b'kirba. V'atomer imkein lama zeh anochi. Right, the kids were moving around or something. She said, well, lama zeh anochi v'atelech l'droshas Hashem. So how many years have they been married?
Before
she became pregnant?
10 years.
Supposedly.
Is it 20?
As long as they waited for her.
Am I wrong? Isn't it 20? Meaning, yeah, what's that?
Yeah,
3.
20.
20.
20.
That's right, right? They were, Yitzchak was 40. Yitzchak was 40 when they got married. And then it says when they were born, he was 60.
Yeah.
Doesn't it say
that? Okay. Did they wait, like,
until
she was able to have kids?
Rashi says that they counted 10 years from the time that she was ready to have kids, according to the Medrash. According to the Medrash, that they got married, she got married when she was 3. So then, yeah, I just agav there. That's not the like the only opinion out there about how old she was. Okay, but that's not what we're going to talk about, right? Vatomer imkain lama zanochi. She said, if this is the case, lama zanochi. So what does that mean? Let's look at the Ramban. He quotes Rashi, he quotes Ibn Ezra, then he gives his own shot. Imkain. Godol tsar ha'ibur, right? If the pain is so great, meaning I've been waiting for this for 20 years. You know, the pain is so great. Lama zanochi mispaleles misava al ha'harayon. Loshen Rashi. Why was I so desirous of becoming pregnant, says Rashi, right, for Rivka, if it's going to be so painful? Veinenu nachon. Wow, that's a little harif. Says Ramban, that's not pshat. Okay. V'Rabbi Avram amar, ki sha'alas hanoshim im ira lehem kacha, v'tomar nalo. Right? She's asking her friends, her neighbors, your first pregnancy, were the kids like jumping around and going crazy? They're like, I don't know what you're talking about. But Tomarim Kane, Hadavar Amina Glama Zanochi, Beharion Mishuna. She's, if that's the case, why do I have to be singled out to have this crazy pregnancy? So, Vinea Kasav Chaser, Vinea Mishalim Vinea. Also, that doesn't really seem like that in the Pasuk, like it's missing a lot of information. Vanochon Be'enai. Says the Raman, what I think the Pshat is, Kiyamra Imkain. Right, she felt so much pain, and there's so much she knows what's going on. Imkain yeli, if this is what's going to be for me, lama ze anochi ba'olam. Why? Meaning, just take the words. Vatomer imkain, this is the case. Lama ze anochi. Why am I? Why am I being? Meaning, why do I exist? Halavai eineni. She'emos o shelo ha'isi. I would rather die or just have never existed in the first place. Why? She's saying that, I guess. I mean, I think you have to fill in a little bit according to the Ramban, that she's saying I was looking forward to this for years and years and years. It's like my purpose of being, to be able to bring a new generation to the world. And I feel like it's just not working. Like something, it's like, she became pregnant and something's messed up with this pregnancy. So like, I'm suffering and something's wrong. So what's the point of being at all? Ketam kasha lo isi eya. Okay, wow. So that's Ramban's pshat. Vateilech lidrosh es Hashem. Okay, and she went to lidrosh es Hashem. Loshon Rashi, lagid ma yehe besofa. So Rashi says she was trying to go to the Navi to figure out what's going to be. Meaning, okay, I have this crazy feeling. So tell me, give me an answer. She was looking for an answer. What's going to be in the end? So the Ramban has a different pshat. I want you guys to tell me what you think, what the word lidrosh es Hashem, how you translate it. V'lo matzasi drisha etzel Hashem rak l'hispala. So it's Ramban, and if you look in the footnotes, Kiva can fill us in or just say yeah, nod. That in the footnotes, the Ramban in other places doesn't always seem totally consistent on this. Does the word lidrosh always mean dafka lispalo? But what the Ramban says here, yeah, or not, yeah, maybe. V'lo matzasi drisha etz l'Hashem rak lispalo. The word lidrosh always means to daven. Kitam darashti es Hashem ve'aneni. I was doresh Hashem and He answered me. Yeah. Dirshuni v'chiyu, there you go. Dirshuni v'chiyu, right? Seek me and live. Right? So all these things are lashon of tefillah. Chai ani im edrosh lachem. I don't know if you see the context there in Yecheskel. So says the Ramban, v'teilech drosh es Hashem. So somebody explain to me how to translate that. She says, tomer im kein lama zenoch. She says, if this is what's going to be with me, just like, why do I live? Why am I living? V'teilech drosh es Hashem. So how would you translate the end of the pasuk according to the Ramban? She went
to pray to Hashem.
Pray to Hashem. Pray to Hashem. And now good, perfect. What would be the content of her tefillah? Help me, right? Yeah, help me. I don't know, something like that. According to the way Rashi's explaining it, lidrosh is lashon of request. She was asking for, she was seeking an answer, right? What's going on? And here it seems like it could be, tell me if you think I'm misreading the Ramban, because he doesn't give us that much information. It seems like according to the Ramban, she wasn't necessarily seeking like information. She said, Hashem, help me, you know, help me. I feel like something is messed up. I don't know exactly what's going on. Just help me. And she's kind of like putting her all of her tzara onto Hashem. Obviously, she's looking for an answer. I mean, she wants Hashem to respond to her, yes, I'll take care of you. It's going to be okay. But she wasn't going in looking for information. She was going in just looking to kind of, you know, share this burden that she has, just feeling like her life is messed up with Hashem, and she wants Hashem to help her. Okay, so this reminded me of a famous, I don't know, I feel like I have stereotypes. I feel like TABC people probably would have heard this Vorder of Soloveitchik, of the Rambam and Ramban. No, it's not a bad thing at all. It's not a bad thing at all. It's just I feel like all classic of Soloveitchik Torah is given over in TABC at some point over the 4 years. But maybe I'm wrong. But the Machlokes Rambam Ramban about the Chiv of Tefillah.
Yeah.
There we go, see?
Say it's not a Machlokes.
Okay, good. I'd love to hear, which Rebbe? Okay, so let's hear his word. Let's hear his word. I mean, after we get there, we have to see what they say. Any other high schools you guys talked about? The Machlokas, Rambam,
sure,
Ramban?
Sure.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so that wasn't a bad read of the schools. Okay, so look at the Sefer Mitzvot L'Ramba, Mitzvah Sehei. Okay, so if anybody needs a sheet, there's more sheets here if anybody needs. Okay. Says the Rambam. The first mitzvah in the Torah. He should tzivanu le'avdo yis'ale, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy Hashem. U'kvar nechpal tzivoy zeh pa'amayim. This idea is mentioned twice in the Psukim. Amar, va'avadetem es Hashem elokeichem. You should serve Hashem. Va'amar va'oso ta'avodu. You should serve Him. Va'amar va'oso, I guess not pa'amayim, means like multiple times. Va'oso sa'avod. Va'amar u'le'avdo. The idea of serving Hashem. V'yafal pi shezeh hatzivui hu gamkein min hatzivuyim hakolulim. Even though this would be considered a general kind of tzivui, what's another way of calling that in Lashon HaGemara? The idea of like a general kind of mitzvah.
Kolal.
Yeah. Oh no. Meaning lav shebeklalos, right? No.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Even though this is like, but it's not really. I mean, this is like a general kind of idea. K'mo shebe'arnu b'shor sharavi hine yish. You guys wanna? Is that from this? Or just put out? No.
Yeah.
You guys would take a break.
3, 2, 1.
Okay. All right, Mamshichim. We're continuing. So says the Rambam, right? V'af al pi. We're at the end of the second line. Shezet tivui. Oh no, sorry. Even though this is a general kind of mitzvah of serving Hashem, meaning it's very general. Specifically, Chazal attached these psukim, the idea of davening to Hashem. V'loshin Sifrei, it says in the Sifrei, u'le'avdo zu tefillah. That's pretty explicit. V'amru gamkein u'le'avdo ze Talmud, which is not what the Rambam is focusing on. The Medrash says, we look at this idea of serving Hashem with specific activities. You could daven, you could learn. Mishnasos Rabbi Elazar, Benosh Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Amru Minayin Le'ikr Tfila Basocha Mitzvos. What's the source of the mitzvos for the concept called davening? Me'achas Hashem Lecha Tira Baso Tavod. V'amru Avdeyu Bisoraso Avdeyu B'Mikdasho. Serve Him through Torah. Serve Him through in the Beis Hamikdash. Kilomar the Lecha Hashem Le'ispale. We should go and serve Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash by davening to Him. Vinegdo, an opposite where his presence is. Kamosh Shabir Shlomo Lava Shalom. I guess that's the Psukim. I guess we'll see actually in the Rambam. So says the Rambam, his idea is certainly general, serving Hashem, but specifically Chazal found in the idea of serving Hashem the idea of tefillah. What would come out, again, this is the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. So the Rambam is counting this as one of the 613 mitzvos, i.e., this is a mitzvah de'oraisa to daven. Now, the Rambam doesn't necessarily say there's a mitzvah to say Shemona Esrei 3 times a day or 2 times a day, midoraisa. He doesn't believe that because it's against the Gemara. But somehow, in some form, the idea of davening seemingly every single day, at least that's how the Rambam is understood, is a mitzvah deoraisa. This is a very important Mare Makom for the sugya of how much do women have to daven, or girls have to daven. They have to wake up and, you know, to go to shul. And so it seems like, according to the Rambam, it could be that, whatever, we're not getting to the sugya, but it could be the women are obligated just as much as men on the deoraisa, but the deoraisa is very, very, very basic. And as you do any sort of tefillah, then you're good. But the chiyuv midrabbanan could be for the Rambam was not given to women necessarily. Fine. That's the Rambam Shita. Hasagos HaRamban. This is the Ramban there. We're jumping in the middle. It's a much longer piece. We're just seeing a couple snippets. Elavadai ko inina tefillah eino chovaklal. There's no obligation to daven midoraisa. Avalhumi midos chesed habori yisbarach aleinu. Well, the idea, the concept exists. Tvila, Nicole, the tikkun, the rabbanon came to arise a tikkun. Obviously, we know the idea of tefillah exists. Chan is davening, Yitzchak is davening, Avram is davening. People are davening. The concept of communicating with the Kaddish Baruch Hu exists. But the idea is that it's a reflection of Hashem's chesed that He listens to our tefillos. He'll respond if we call to Him. What's the idea of serving Hashem with your hearts? Mitzvah asay shitiya kol avodoseinu lakel yisbarach b'chol levavenu. It means you should serve Hashem with all your heart, meaning b'chavana ritzuya shleima l'shmo. You should have a very deep, proper kavana. Uve'ein hirhur ra, not any sort of negative kavanas. Lo shenase mitzvos below kavano ala safek ulayishman tov. You shouldn't think, like Pascal's wager. I'll do the mitzvos even though I don't believe in them or I don't have any feeling for them because maybe it'll help me. Or just do it without any kavana. That's not what it means. Serve Hashem with all your heart. It means to serve Hashem with all of our hearts, and even ad kedei kach, chalila, a person has to endanger his life or give up his money. That's part of what it means to serve Hashem. So the Ramban says there's nothing about tefillah per se. It means just serving Hashem in a very deep way. Okay, hachanami, Chazal see within this concept the idea of davening, but just an asmachta. Olomar. Or we could say, Shemichlal ha'avoda, part and parcel of this idea of serving Hashem sincerely with all of our hearts, Shenilmod Torah, v'shenispalo elav be'es hatzaros. It means that we should want to be close to Hashem, we should learn his Torah, we should turn to Him whenever there's a tzara, v'tiyena einenu v'libenu elav levado ke'ene avadim el yad adoneim. We should view HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our master, He's in control of everything and we're vulnerable. If we ever have some sort of tzara, we turn to Hashem because He's the only person, the only being who could properly help us. It doesn't mean there's a chiyuv to daven every day. It means a person's in a situation where they feel a certain need. You have somebody like Rivka who says, it's a mitzvah of tefillah, but it really means that we should serve Hashem sincerely. And therefore, when there's a tzara, when there's an issue, you turn to Hashem. It means like the Pesukim say in Baloska, when there's a milchama, so you cry out to Hashem because Hashem is supposed to be he's the one who can save you. Like it says in the Pesukim by the Beis Hamikdash, by the consecration of the Beis Hamikdash, by Shlomo Melech. Right, there's going to be the heavens will be closed up. There's no rain. Right, if there's going to be famine, there's going to be pestilence, there's going to be an issue with the crops, there's going to be a war. Everything, you come in and turn to Hashem in this house. Shlomo Melech says. Whatever it is, whenever people want to pray, they come to this house, or they'll turn to this house, and they'll open up their palms and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for whatever issues they have. So says Ramban, there's no mitzvah of tefillah per se. The mitzvah is to serve Hashem sincerely, and therefore, when you have a tzara, you turn to Hashem. Right, and if you want to take these midrashim not as an asmachta but kipshutim, there's really a mitzvah to arise from this pasuk to daven. Nimne osob minyanenu shelahara. We could count it in 613 like the Rambam did. But nomar shi mitzvah le'es hatzaros. Shenamin shu yisbarach v'yis'ale shomea tfila v'hu hamatzil min hatzaros betfila v'z'aka v'aveinze. We could say there's no mitzvah of davening shachris and mincha midoraisa, but there is a mitzvah that whenever a person has a tzara, they turn to Hashem. Rivka has a tzara, she turns to Hashem. A person feels like, I don't know what I should do about, I don't know, there's a certain issue coming up in my family or whatever it is. I don't know what I should do, so I turn to Hashem. That's a mitzvah of tefillah. They say every single day there's mitzvah kavua, that's only midirabbanan. That's the Ramban shita. So it reminded me a little bit about this way the Ramban is describing. She felt this, also get fancy, an existential doubt, like what's the purpose of life or why am I here? So what do you do in that situation? You turn to Hashem and will He give you an answer? Hopefully, but even if not, that's what you're supposed to do if you sincerely serve Hashem. When you have a tzara, you turn to Hashem. Okay, so the bottom here is Rav Soloveitchik in Reflections of the Rav. So the Rav has the following pshat, the following mahalach in the Machlokas Rambam and Ramban. And then I want to hear Nachi or anybody else to give us their ha'aras about the...
I think it is this.
Okay, very good. The views of Maimonides and Nachmanides, Rambam and Ramban, can be reconciled. It's really, the machlokas is not as big as it first seems. Both regarded prayer as meaningful only if it is derived from a sense of tzara. So I want to give a different shot, actually. Like 99% of what the Rav is saying, but with a little bit of a twist. Rav Soloveitchik, I hope I'm not saying this like disrespectfully. If you read Lonely Man of Faith, Rav Soloveitchik had a very deep loneliness, right? He felt like, also the end of Uvikashta Misha, I'm talking about as a child. Rav Soloveitchik felt like he was kind of, like a little bit alienated from the people around him. He thought in his own way, he lived in his own way. If he's in Brisk, he's a person whose mind is looking towards Berlin, but understanding the world philosophically or mathematically. If he's in, the modern Orthodox community, he's thinking about where's the depth of tefillah and Torah and Avodas Hashem. He was always kind of in his own place to a certain extent. I mean, it's not me saying this. You have to see his writings. He kind of expresses that. Rav Soloveitchik has a lot of descriptions of loneliness, a lonely man of faith at the beginning. Fine. They differ in their understanding of the word. Maimonides regarded daily life itself as being existentially in straits. It's mimamakim. The Rambam said every single day there's a certain existential tzara, meaning part of living is that you feel a tzara, inducing in the sensitive person feelings of despair, a brooding sense of life's meaninglessness, absurdity, lack of fulfillment. This seems a little bit bleak and negative, Lefinia Staiti. I hope that we don't identify with this too much. I feel like if we do, that then okay, Beseder, but meaning that that's part of life, but well, a little bit of this. But I don't know, it feels a little bit heavy to me, but Beseder. Rav Soloveitchik is saying part of life is like, why am I spending so much time worrying about sports, worrying about my summer plans, like, what's it all about? What am I doing? Okay, a certain lack of, like, of depth. It is persistent tzara which exists b'kol yom. The word tzara connotes more than external trouble. Certainly the psalmist cried, "Mina mamakim karasicha ka," oops. And my straits, I copy-pasted from the internet. "I called upon the Lord," refers to an inner rather than an externally induced state of constriction and oppression. I feel within myself a certain, depths of tzara. So I called to Hashem, says the Rambam, says the Rav Soloveitchik. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, because how could it be that every single day you don't feel that sense of despair? Meaning Hashem, I get up, I'm going to work. Wait, what's the point? What am I doing this for? Am I really doing it for the right reasons? Every there's always going to be little moments of despair, Soloveitchik says. Out of this sense of discomfiture, prayer emerges. Right? The Ramban says, no, we're talking about big tzara. There's, the Rivka's tzara. There's a tzara of drought. There's a tzara of war. But at every single moment, every single day, there's tzara lavdafka. So, says Rav Soloveitchik, the Rambam and Ramban agree the definition of tefillah is davening be'ez tzara. Just a machlokas about how deep or how common that tzara is going to be. Out of this sense, it's just a nice line of discomfiture. Rav Soloveitchik is talking about from the 60s or 70s in America. Prayer emerges. Offered in comfort and security, prayer is a paradox. Modern methods of suburban worship and plush synagogues notwithstanding. The idea of having these beautiful, welcoming, friendly shuls and the idea of not having a mechitza, that was the issue back then. Desire for proximity of wife and children and services comes from need for security and comfort. It's supposed to be a fun family thing where everybody feels good. That's not tefillah. Real prayer is derived from loneliness, helplessness, and a sense of dependence. Thus, while Nachmanides, the Ramban, dealt only with surface crisis, tzarot tzibur, public distress, Maimonides regarded all life as a depth service, meaning coming from within oneself. Fine. I want to take this Chiddush of the Rav and maybe say it a little bit differently, at least the way I experience the world, which is Baruch Hashem, I feel like, is not necessarily as bitzara as Rav Soloveitchik. Maybe that's not good, I don't know. But has anybody read, I forget what it's called, the Henny Machlis biography? Yeah, that one. Yeah.
What is it?
Okay. You guys can admit it. Nobody, no, I'm just kidding. I read good chunks. It's a great book. What's it called again?
Emunah with Love and Chicken Soup.
So anyway, I read it a number of years ago. But good reading. You guys want some light reading? Great stories. But again, I didn't look through it again. But the thread that I recall that runs through almost all the stories is Henny Rebbitz and Henny Machlis's idea of tefillah just being not reserved for Shacharis Mincha Maariv, but tefillah is a constant state of being. Meaning when she's making her chicken soup or her chicken for Shabbos, it's a tefillah Hashem. Everybody should taste the tam of Shabbos in this food. There's a crazy story told by her son-in-law, one of the Rav Willig's. One of Rav Willig's sons is married to a Machlis. I don't know which ones are which. But the story was, that there was some sort of like chicken shortage in Israel. Sometimes there's like chicken shortages, as they with like the shochtim or whatever it is. So they didn't. It's Friday morning or afternoon. They didn't have chicken like for their meal. So it's like, it's okay, Hashem, we need chicken. And it's like, well, okay, but where are we going to get the chicken? And then like, Hashem, Hashem will give us chicken. And like randomly, some guy knocks on the door and says, here's chickens. And then Rav Willig is like, what just happened? And she's like, well, Hashem heard we needed chicken. So he brought, no, but who's the guy? It's like, I have no idea who that guy is. It's like, well, where did the chickens come? She's like, I don't know. Hashem brought us chickens. Like, it was like, Rav Willig said that it's like, it says in the, Rashi brings the Medrash, that when Hagar was talking to the Malach, you know, when she was sent away with Yishmael, so it says she was used to seeing Malachim in Avram's house, so it wasn't so startling for her. It's like, she's just like, of course, I asked Hashem for chickens. We have so many guests. We need so much chicken. Of course, we're going to have chicken. I mean, it's just like, but her state of being was a constant state of tefillah. I mean, whatever she was doing, you know, making a sandwich for the kids, Hashem, make sure that these sandwiches will give the kids the vitamins they need or nutrition they need. But it's a mindset of a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lav Dafka, the way Rav Soloveitchik is describing it, that it's a constant state of, you know, a brooding sense of life's meaninglessness, absurdity, lack of fulfillment. But it could say a constant awareness of there's everything about our existence, we want and need Hashem's support. We want to be able to wake up in the morning to have energy for morning Seder. We want to be able to be refreshed during break. We want to be able to get pshat in the Gemara. We want to be able to have a nice conversation with our family, with our friends. We always feel the sense of connection with Hashem and therefore a desire for Hashem's assistance. And therefore it could be we'll take Rav Soloveitchik's pshat, that the Rambam and Ramban are fundamentally agreeing. Tefillah is about davening to Hashem be'es tzara. And really the Rambam just says we have a daily sense of tzara, but the tzara is not necessarily this pessimistic, existential tzara, but the idea, I always need you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I always feel like that I need your help. And therefore, the Rambam says, it can't be you're going to go a day, even midoraisa, without turning to Hashem and talking to Him. What I want to say, you can really say this both for the Rambam and for the Ramban, that tefillah, it's not prayer, meaning the way we think about it as something which is part of the services in shul that you do with the sitter. That's not what tefillah is. Tefillah, at least midoraisa, maybe midorabanan, that's what it is. But the basis for tefillah, both according to the Rambam and according to the Ramban, is a sense of, I have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and when I have an issue, I need to turn to Him. It's just about that. It's an expression of that relationship. And I'm 100% talking to myself as much as anybody else here. I mean, this very high idea. I need to begin to work on this myself. But so therefore, when the Ramban is saying, "Vatelech Kedroshes Hashem," not lehagid mayehe besofa. She wasn't looking for answers. Meaning, she wanted answers, but what she was really doing is, Hashem, you are the main center of my life. So when I have a tzara, I turn to you. And therefore, so what we're saying here, both the Rambam and Ramban agree to that. That's what tefillah is. Just the Ramban may be saying that chiyuv is only for bigger issues, and the Rambam is saying no, it's for every little issue you have throughout the day. It's appropriate to say there's a chiyuv d'oraisa to turn to Hashem. That's part of the b'chol levavcha. Okay, adkan.